See, right in the center of downtown Twitchell, there's this old castle built many years ago by a wicked king. It's a huge brooding mountain of stone with towers and drawbridges and all that other stuff you find with castles. And it's full of hooting owls and black cats and creatures that make terrible sounds in the night. That's where they're going to hold this so-called school. Angry dog owners drive up to the drawbridge with their naughty dogs, see? And this guy comes out of the castle to meet him. Description? 8 feet tall, bulging muscles, menacing green eyes, hooked nose, and scars all over his face. When he laughs, birds fly away and snakes dive into holes, is how wicked his laugh is. Oh, and he carries a long whip. And he wears a dead squirrel on his head. I heard Drover gasp.
A dead squirrel?
Yes, sir, because he has no hair, because it all fell out years ago. His heart is so wicked, it poisoned all of his hair roots.
Oh my gosh!
I plunged on. He collects all the naughty dogs and leads them into the castle, through long echoing hallways, and down a long flight of stairs. The deeper they go, the colder and darker it gets until they reach the Dungeon of Doom.
The Dungeon of Doom, you mean?
Yes, Drover, the Dungeon of Doom. It's cold, damp, clammy. Water drips from the ceiling. The only light in the place comes from torches along the walls, and they cast eerie shadows like dancing goblins. As you might imagine, all the poor little dogs are scared silly. They're glancing around with big moon eyes, and they start whining,
"Wait! We'll be good, we promise. Just let us go home and we'll never be naughty again."
I could see Drover's big moon-shaped eyes, so I kept going. But the dungeon keeper just laughs and pops his whip. It's the most chilling laugh you ever heard, Drover. And as it echoes through the depths of the... Drover covered his eyes with his paws.
"Stop! I can't stand anymore!"
"Very well, we'll leave it at that. But now maybe you can understand why I'm here, Drover. I'm not going to that school, and I've come to ask permission to use your secret sanctuary." "No thanks." "I'm sure you won't have any problem with that." "No thanks. I mean, it's kind of an honor when the head of ranch..." "Did you just say no thanks?"
"About 5 times.
I marched over to him and gave him a menacing glare. "When you said no thanks, did you mean you won't share your hiding place with the best friend you've ever had?" He uncovered his eyes.
"Well, I kind of like being alone. It's quieter that way."
"What are you saying, Drover? Are you saying that I'm a noisy dog?"
"Well, people are always yelling at you. It hurts my ears."
The air hissed out of my lungs, and I stared at him in disbelief. "You won't give me permission to hide in here?"
"Well, I hate to put it that way,
but that's what you meant?"
"Sort of."
I paced away from him, and what was that lurking in the darkness? A tricycle? What a dumb place to park a tricycle. I picked myself up and spoke to him in my darkest, sternest turn of tone. "Well, Drover, you leave me no choice. As of this moment, I am stripping you of all rank and taking over your secret sanctuary.